I have Sin and Brooke on the line with me right now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I don't know about professionals. I mean, we've chatted about sucking things on the radio as well.
Good. Yeah, hell yeah. That's great. Well, I don't know if you're a pro at it, but that moustache would work wonders in this situation,
oh,
I think.
Is it? Would it add to the pizzazz?
Yeah, we dick brush. Lovely. Dick sweep.
I've got one too, Liam. You can't see it right now.
Oh, it's lovely. What an inappropriate start to this interview. Hello, guys. Thank you so much for being here. How are you two?
Yeah, we're good. Yep, we're really good. What is it?
Yeah.
Thursday. Yeah.
Yep.
Love it.
Lovely.
Doing good. That you know, we can feel it. Summer's on the edge. You know, Q4. We're in Q4.
I know. You can kind of start to feel it now. Like the urge to stay home is leaving my body.
Yeah.
It's exciting times. And you, of course, add to this. You contribute to the summer good vibes. And in this instance, we are, of course, talking about Rhythm and Alps Music Festival. You guys are playing. Damn.
I know. We got the call up, Brooke Gibson. So cool for us.
Yeah. So this is not only I've never actually been to Rhythm and Alps, and so I feel it was quite special to be asked to play it, to be invited, you know, and to play. And I'm excited to see like the South, the deep South festival scene. I was like, I've heard things like, oh, you know, it's quite like the classy event. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then there's a lot of people who was like, oh, no, it's still pretty feral down there, guys. And I was like, oh, fuck, all right, I'm interested.
Well, yeah, it's still the south of the South Island.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. And let's just say the posh rich people from Queenstown, maybe not going to this. But what I will say on that is I think you're going to love how pretty it is. It's extremely pretty.
Yeah, we just don't get that sort of landscape in Auckland, do we?
No.
Festivals in Auckland are just a little bit, suburban. And I feel like the ones down there, you've just got something to look at wherever you are. I'm so excited to party in the mountains. It's going to be so epic.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you're going to have such a good time. I wish I was losing my Rhythm and Alps virginity. This is so exciting. How do you two, I never DJed like properly with someone else. How does that work for you guys?
Well, because we're both kind of solo, I hate to say the word, use the word artist, I use it lightly, but like we're both solo artists or DJs. And so I guess like we're so used to doing that on our own. But then when we come together and DJ, like there's like this kind of like camaraderie, almost chaotic energy that kind of flows when we're together and you bounce off massively. And it just creates so much more excitement and fun. And actually like there's a way more of a bigger performance factor. Hey, Brooke, when we're together, yeah. We're just like, woo.
Yeah, right.
There's definitely like, because Sin and myself do play quite different sound when we play separately. Like I'll play a lot heavier and kind of darker and like 140 kind of dubstep and hard garage and all this kind of stuff. And Sin will play like hard house and techno. And so we've got to kind of mold these two sounds together, not go too heavy and dark for too long and things like that. So like prepping the set as well, it's quite interesting. We kind of, it's almost like show and tell. We'll bring a bunch of tunes each to the table. But yeah, then on stage, it's just like you've got someone there that is like 100% going to gas you up, like every mix you do.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Right.
Like it doesn't matter what the crowd's doing. You've got like one fan next to you at all times.
That's a lovely way to put it. You always got a fan.
Bro, that was so nice. I loved that.
Yeah, we'll clip that. We'll save that recording. Thank you.
Now, what I'm interested to know is, since you guys kind of, you don't necessarily have the most identical sound in the world, is how did this marriage happen?
Yeah, I guess like because of our radio show on an undisclosed radio station. No, I guess like for us, we have like played, maybe last year we played a couple of sets back to back, and then this whole like Sinnenbrook dream kind of started with us being on the radio and then us playing out, and it kind of just married really well, didn't it, Brooke? And like people just started to book the Sinnenbrook experience.
Oh,
and really enjoy it rather than like having the solo sets. It's just kind of like it just works when you're on the radio talking about it and you're in the weekend DJing it together, you know?
Yeah, right. I get that. It's kind of a bit of an unexpected, like, you know, marriage. What do they call it? Arranged marriages.
Arranged marriage. Yeah. It kind of just started to make sense to do, like, we still do our own separate sets as well. But for like a lot of things, yeah, it's kind of people were just like, oh, we want both of you there, like at the festival and stuff. So it's like kind of makes sense to put you just back to back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Also, we don't get put in the same hotel. Sometimes we do get put in the same hotel room. So they cheap out on accommodation. We get 2 max. For one room.
Damn you bastard.
Are either of you snorers?
Brooke, 100%.
Oh.
Yeah, especially if I've had like a bunch of like adult lemonades.
Same. You know, during the set. Same, yeah. I get very snory. It's annoying.
Yeah, and Brooke loves an open mouth breathing session on a plane.
No. I've got video evidence of Thin doing that actually.
Well, I did actually read an article the other day that apparently arranged marriages work more of the time than you know, normal marriages. So there you go.
Really?
Do you have an arranged marriage with anyone?
Oh, I wish. Oh, I would take an arranged one at this point.
I could probably arrange someone. What's your type?
Tall, Latino, deep pockets. Well endowed, I guess, might help as well. That's it, really. I'm very not picky. Put yourselves to work, please, and thank you. Much appreciated.
I reckon there's probably an app in here, like Arrange Me or something, and you just put in your deets.
There probably is, really.
And then sitting myself, just figure it out. And next minute, it's like Uber Eats. You get a knock at your door, and it's your new partner. G'day.
I quite like that. Who do you think, kind of like, of all the genres of music, what kind of musician do you think would be the best matchmaker?
Be the best matchmaker?
Yeah. See, I don't know if kind of a DJ of your style would necessarily be the first person I'd trust.
I think like someone that plays like really sexy, jazzy house music.
Because
I feel like they're quite in touch with their emotions and they've got lots of time because the tracks are so long. Like you don't mix jazzy house. They've got time to kind of scan the room and make observations.
Oh, I think you're onto something there.
It definitely wouldn't be the person in the corner with the acoustic guitar, I'll tell you that.
No,
they're always so sad, aren't they? Hey, now what stage are you guys playing on?
Hey.
You have no idea.
That's a great question.
The stage of life.
Yes. The best stage. That's fantastic.
I don't quite remember that piece of information.
Maybe.
I know we're playing on the 31st. Into the evening, you know?
Yeah, great. Cool. Just some rough markers of when you're going to be is really, really all we need.
We'll be flying in from Perth the night before, and get this. This is really funny, okay? We got booked to play in Perth. I hope it's funny now I've said it. We got booked to play in Perth the night before. So we fly in to Perth, play, go straight back to the airport, go into a plane and go overnight because the Perth flight is so long and so unnecessary.
Oh, is it?
It's about 8 hours long. So we go overnight flying and land in Queenstown at like midday or something. From
oh my god,
night. And because I'm not a very good sleeper on planes, whereas Brooke can, he does lots of open mouth breathing.
Oh, I've got the video.
They put me in business class.
I love. Are you in the plebe area?
I'm in the kettle class.
Yeah. Hey, now the princess is where the princess belongs to be.
That's exactly it.
Sometimes arranged marriages don't quite work out, do they?
Wow. Do you have a big following in Perth?
Weirdly, yes.
Oh.
I have not. I don't know why. I know there's a big electronic scene in Perth, and especially there's a huge drum and bass scene in Perth. We don't play drum and bass, but we kind of got semi-online famous for a little feature we do called Does It Double, which is just like us trying to double drum and bass records. So I think it got pushed into that market, and now they're all like, Sooner Brook. And then the shit thing is we've kind of stitched ourselves up a little bit because we don't play drum and bass out, but they know us for drum and bass on this segment. Like, they've got like their phones up and they're like, play. But how about this? Like,
yeah. Do you like this? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Well, congratulations on business class. Yeah, that's very cool.
I'm going to be living it up.
Oh, my God.
That just means we'll be coming in fresh.
Yes.
Very fresh for the 31st, for the last, you know, the last big night of the year.
Are you going to, like, hang around and party afterwards or what?
Oh, my God. 100%.
Yeah, right. Cool.
Absolutely.
Cool. Good.
That'll be it'll be like us fully off the clock. Not that that really stops me, but we'll be off the clock, you know?
Oh, you're just going to be uninhibited.
Yeah,
totally.
Oh, exciting times. Well, Sin and Brooke, this has been just so lovely for me. You two are just delightful to chat to, and I'm so excited to see your set. And hopefully I can party with you afterwards. It's going to be such an exciting time. Thank you so very much for coming on my show today.
Oh, thank you so much. What a joy to hang out with you. You're amazing. And hopefully we find that gorgeous man for you soon.
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
Just on a completely separate note, love your wallpaper.
Oh, thank you so much. It's hand-painted from a friend.
Really?
I know.
Isn't your friend's so cool? Very talented.
I know.
Gosh.
Give some theatre of the mind then. Theatre of the mind. What are we looking at?
I forgot. This is an audio.
Yes.
We've got an orange, and yes. We've got a yellow smiley face.
I like the cherries. We got some cherries.
The cherries are very cute, and I love this. Look at the snake.
Yeah, I love the snakes.
Look at the snake.
Oh my gosh!
Look at his little tongue.
Mm.
It's got stripes on it, and it's very cute.
Well,
and then the way it's done looks like it's like a giant wrapping paper or something.
Yeah. It's cool, very, very cool. This is a lesson for the audience out there. Get your friends to paint your walls.
Don't spend money on wallpaper. It's because I saw this wallpaper that was really expensive, and I thought, no way. I'm going to get my best friend to do it instead and pay her the money.
See, use your friends.
I've painted a couple of mates' walls before, and then I was like, they asked me not to come back to theirs. It's like, but it wasn't. That was
yeah,
that
way. Did you paint with their permission?
You know what is permission?
All right, bloody. I can't think of a philosophy.
Axolotl.
Philosopher. Oh, jeez. early morning. Right, this is going downhill. Music time. Thank you so much for joining me, you two. It's been an absolute pleasure.